welcome to Tips from the Server Room. This podcast is designed for all you systems admins, network specialists, or the guys and gals out there in the office who handles it all. Sit back, relax, grab a beverage, and enjoy Tips from the Server Room. Hey, yes, welcome back once again to Tips from the Server Room. I am your host, Jack, and tonight we're going to be bringing you a show here, not quite what I wanted to because I didn't have enough time to prepare to get set up for this. As I was saying earlier to a couple of viewers, we went out to dinner tonight, and that just didn't work out like we planned it to work out. I'm actually trying to get these levels up here a little bit. There we go. So we planned on getting a dinner earlier. We went out like a quarter after six, and they just brought us our food at quarter to eight. I said, I got to go. I got a very important show to do, and of course they didn't understand that, but hey, be that what it is, I am here now. Sorry we got started about 15 minutes late there, but we are underway here with the live show. So good evening to everybody out there, and I did, unfortunately, like I said, when you come up and you get backed up here like this, this happens. So we are on show number nine. This is episode number nine tonight, and tonight here on Tips from the Server, we're going to talk about two things. We're going to talk about the all of a sudden coming alive here. And I heard my partner said the other day something about it. Windows Server 2012 R2. Now, Windows Server 2012 R2, I was able to download it today. It's out in preview, and you can get that on TechNet is where you would find that. So if you're a member of TechNet, and you know that's going away, but by all means right now you can still download from there. And have that available to you so you can preview it. It's a preview edition. I downloaded it today and do have it on a disk, but I did not install it yet. So I have to install it in a virtual machine and get that going and underway there so we can have a look at that. So with that said, tonight we're going to be talking, as I said earlier, in the Twitter feeds going out there this morning, we're going to be talking about Active Directory today and your Active Directory structure. So if you are that systems admin out there and you're working in your office and you're setting user accounts up, most people in Active Directory just go in there and under the users folder or the OU, they just start adding users. And there's no realm or reason for the users they're adding. They just tend to put those in there the best they know how. But when they put those users in there, they just overload those users in there, and it gets to a point where your Active Directory has no more structure to it. It's just simply a overflowing amount of data. And what do we say with any database? If you put garbage in, you're going to get garbage out. That's correct. So what happens is with the data is that data goes in there, and it's just overloading that whole Active Directory. It's a mess. Now, I did have plans tonight to show you some Active Directory stuff there, but I'm having trouble with my virtual machines. And like I said, I didn't have a whole lot of time to get this up and running. I usually start preparing an hour before the show to get everything set up and ready to go. So with that said, I'm going to walk you through this verbally here, which is probably better for the podcast anyway, not so much for the video on YouTube. You guys are just watching me talk, and you're like, well, this guy's pretty boring. But, you know, if you are watching on YouTube, please subscribe to the YouTube channel. And keep tuning in because I'll have some really good stuff for you there coming up there in the future. Don't worry about that. So as I said, with Active Directory, what we do with our Active Directory structure is we create OUs based on what is going in that Active Directory structure. Now what I mean by that is I have an OU for HR. I have an OU for my finance department. I have an OU for my staff employees. We have an OU for our drafting team, and then we have an OU for our PR team. So if you have those organized, that's six organizational units, and that's what it means in Active Directory is to organize. Organizational units mean to organize it out. That's how you want to do it. You want to create a structure. Now, I know a lot of you are saying, and I've done this for a long time, we've created Active Directories in the past, structures just throwing user accounts in there. And had to go back and reevaluate, and we had to redo the Active Directory. You can redo that, folks, anytime you want. Okay, you don't have to worry so much about, everything's in there now, I can't move anybody. You can. You can clean that up and organize it whenever you want. It's very easy to move people between one OU to another. You are going to get a warning. It says something about, you know, be careful, because if this OU has security settings to it and you move it, you may break those security settings. So yeah, you're going to have a little issue there on and off. Now, what I want you to do, though, is not really be concerned about that, because we're going to talk about security OUs at the same time, or security groups, more or less, instead of OUs. So first, with your organizational unit, it's very simple to create these. So you create these organizational units. Once you create those units, you're going to put at least two folders underneath those. One folder for each OU is going to be called users. All right. The other folder that we put under each one of those, we call it printers. Because what I like to do is set your printers up on your server. It's so much easier to hand those printers off and assign those to different people in different areas of your buildings. Because you don't want Joe to have to print. When he clicks on print, he has to go all the way from the drafting department all the way down the hall to the HR department to pick up his print job. That wouldn't make too much sense. It's lost productivity time, and that's because you lost the time. So you, as the technology person in your buildings, can really streamline technology and make it a lot better just by how you're setting up your Active Directory. So we have our user as set up under there. So each user in your HR department would be in the HR users OU. It makes just really good sense. See how it's organized? What happens then if you have a really, really big company? Let's say you're doing something, let's say like the Heinz company. We understand the Heinz company here in Pittsburgh is getting ready to lay off 500 workers. Now, those 500 workers, if those have accounts and they tell you, hey, 100 people was from whatever, the design team, 50 people was from the PR team, 20 people were from accounting. If you start taking those accounts and you have to get all those out of one OU, that's a mess. If you can go to each individual OU and concentrate on those people in that certain group, you're going to be a lot better off. That's the first thing we're going to do. So we get all those set up. Then you can just start dragging and dropping your people right out of those other organizational units right into your new one. And it's very simple to do, and it's going to work for you. The next thing you're going to do is set your printers up, again, based on your departments. So if you have laser, now these have to be obviously network printers, folks. You can't do inkjet printers over USB. So they have to be network printers. And you'll take that network printer and you'll put it onto your server. And then you just simply hand it out. It's very easy to do. Maybe one night we'll have a class on that. One of these podcasts I'll teach you or talk to you about how to actually set that up. And we actually set the drivers up for based on different machines you have on your network. And we really, really hope that you don't have any Windows 95 machines on your network. I mean, we hope and pray that you don't have that. You should only have to worry about XP drivers, Windows 7, and now Windows 8. I will talk to you one night. We're going to talk to you about a really great device. I'm trying to work out some advertising with the company that we use. But we have a great device also for setting up our printers to print from our iPads. And I can teach you how to do some cloud printing now we've been doing with Google Chrome. So it's really, really interesting that we can print everything from our servers is where our printers are set up, and they're very easy to hand out to people. It works great. So we'll go over that in another podcast. Obviously, it's another episode. So we set all of our printers up based on where they're at. If you have a printer in the HR department, it should be under the HROU. That just makes sense. In the drafting printers, which are probably plotters, most likely, those plotters should be under in there for your drafting team and finance and so forth and so on. Now you have all those set up. Now what we need to set up is we need to set up security groups. So if you right-click on your Active Directory domain structure again and go to Create Security Group, again, what I like to do is create a folder or an OU first called, ours is called simply security. And under there is all of our different security groups. That keeps everything organized. Again, Active Directory is an organized structure. You have to have an organized structure to have a good, solid Active Directory. If you don't, then, you know, it's not really a directory. I like to call that an active hodgepodge, right? It's just a bunch of garbage thrown together. And nobody can make heads or tails out of it. So that's something you have to really work on. So we put our security groups in there, and we set those security groups, and we give those groups to the actual individuals that we want to hand those out to. So you may, in fact, have a security group called HR. You may have a security group called PR. You may have a security group called drafting or CAD. And then you can assign those to those individual people in those actual folders or OUs. Makes it very easy. And as you can see, just by me talking you through this, it's a very easy way to do it if you name everything. People like to get very cryptic, and I can't understand that. The only time I can see why people would get cryptic is sometimes people think that they're securing their job if they're really, really cryptic. And that's not really true. I mean, you can be let go at any time, folks. That's just life. That's the way it is. And someone will come in there, and they will figure out what you've done, and they will fix it and make it the right way. The next thing you need to do with your OUs and your Active Directory structure, something that we like to do in ours, and I should have brought the book home tonight to show you, we actually have a binder, and we actually typed it up. And you can use Visio, or you don't even have to be that creative. I mean, just take a Word document and put the little blocks out and put on there the OU and type in there who's in the OU and what security groups are in and maybe even what printers are in there. Then if you ever have trouble, if you ever have a breakdown or if somebody needs permissions for something and you have a really big structure and you really can't really find that, just open that binder up and take a look and say, oh, now I know where it's at. At the very least, we do keep these as PDF forms, and we do share these across our organization, our tech team, on Google Apps. So we do use Google Apps and Google Docs, and it makes it very, very nice to share that across the organization that way. So it's very easy to see and read. Once you do all that, then you have a really well-defined, organized Active Directory. Active Directory, again, should be a structure that you can find things in very rapidly, because you're going to have people join your company or get hired at your company, and you're going to have people leaving your company, either just moving on. We often have people in our organization moving on for better positions. We have to be able to find them, take them out of our Active Directory, and we have to take them off our email server and all the other places they could be. All their files have to be cleaned up. It's just a lot better if you have things organized in there and have a really, really nice structure. So, folks, hopefully this podcast tonight helped you out somewhat. And I didn't mean for it to be so unorganized tonight, but like I said, getting here late and trying to get this set up and ready to go to do a live show is difficult. Just doing a podcast is easy. I mean, I can sit here and talk anytime, record it, throw it up on iTunes, and you guys can capture it and download it. But when I try to do these shows live, which live, I mean, it's on Justin TV. So if you go to justin.tv/JacksTechCorner, Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time is when I'm doing these shows live. And you can actually sit and watch, and you can interact through the chat room. And you've seen before, if you're watching this, you know what streaming video is. I don't have to tell you about the chat room and everything. You know what I'm talking about. Also, if you want to learn even more about Windows Server 2008, and Windows Server 2012, by all means, go to my website, the tipsfromtheserverroom.com. And at the very top, there's a link now for online classes. You can go in there. Sign up for my online classes. They're very inexpensive. You're going to learn a lot of information. When you're done and completed, I do give you a certificate of completion, and I mail it to you. It's very nice. Most people take a copy of that, and they put it with their resume. Other people frame them and hang them on their walls. So it's very nice to earn that and have that there. It's very easy to do. You watch a video, and you take a short quiz. You watch a video, take a quiz. Very easy, very intuitive, and an easy way to learn. So everybody, I want to thank you tonight for joining me here on Tips from the Server Room. And I always enjoy doing these shows, and hopefully you picked up something tonight on Active Directory. And again, visit my website, tipsfromtheserverroom.com. Comment on these shows. I'd love to hear your comments. And if you'd like to call in questions, I'd like to have your questions. Call my Skype line, either Skype me at Jack's Tech Corner, leave a voicemail, or you can call it with your cell phone. Just pick up your cell phone, 724-701-0911, or email me jackstechcorner@gmail.com. So there's tons of ways you can get a hold of me. Definitely get a hold of me. Check out those online classes. I know you'll be very happy you did. Many people have taken them so far, and there's a lot of people in there right now. It's very self-paced, and you have as long as you want to complete it. So sign up today. Okay. So that's it. That is a wrap here for Tips from the Server Room. And I will talk to you next Tuesday night, again at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We'll be live. Hope you enjoyed the podcast. Spread the news around. And if you're not subscribed to the iTunes feed, please subscribe to iTunes and subscribe to my YouTube videos. Thanks, and have a good night. We'll see you back here next time on Tips from the Server Room. You just listened to Tips from the Server Room with your host, Jack. If you have any questions, please drop me a comment at tipsfromtheserverroom.com. Thanks again for tuning in and downloading the shows. Now sit back, relax, and listen to the remainder of the music. We'll see you next week on Tips from the Server Room. So long.